Hi, I'm Terry Meekin. Welcome to Roving Report. With millions of immigrants threatening to force their way into Europe, Europe is in a crisis. They come from a completely different culture to that of Europe, and their fundamental belief in the restrictions imposed by their own religion raises the question of how closely they will integrate into our more liberal society. Rather than avoid these hard questions, I went to see Yuri Barak, a political observer, formerly from the Ukraine, and now based in Berlin. First up, I asked him to give us an assessment of where we are now, and what sort of Europe does he see if we have to absorb so many immigrants so quickly?
I think that the world is now a very dangerous time because a radicalization of Islam began. It becomes more extremist than it was. For example, 60 years ago we had relatively liberal societies. They are not great, but what we have now is police states, religious police states, and oligarchies, where we've got a few people in charge and they're living like the kings. Don't really care about their religion, but they have a theocracy installed that punishes people.
They are dictators in the old, in the old Nazi way. You've got people that are at the top of the tree, just using the cannon fodder below them and saying, well, go and do this, cut this guy's head off, do this, but they're making big bucks.
We wouldn't have such a focus on religion as we have now without all the escalations. We have now to review our position against religions like this one that actually isn't much different if you compare it with the Old Testament.
What sort of threat do you think they have on everywhere else that's non-radical Islamist? What threat do they pose to us?
I think we already have a lot of people here in Europe who came with all the immigrants. People are waiting for their signals, for their master to tell them, now it begins. I am afraid that we're going to have some big terror attacks in future.
Do you think amongst all the immigrants that have come over, that amongst them are sleepers ready to cause trouble?
I would, if I were the Islamic State, that's what I would do.
You would get in there?
It's a very easy tactic to send your sleepers this way.
Well, we're just saying, come on, everybody, you know, we'll look after you. But amongst all that lot, you reckon there's a whole bunch of people who's going to cause us a lot of trouble?
I don't know how many there are. It's a relatively small percentage, but it doesn't matter because, you know, they were bunch of people in 9/11. You don't need many terrorists to make a lot of terror.
So do you think we should stop the immigration completely? We should slow it down? We should put a big barrier up and say, right, one by one by one, you come through one gate, but you can't all come in en masse, which is what's happening at the moment.
The Europeans are very emotional. I can say it's something like stop immigration. Myself, I'm an immigrant, but I believe that what happens now is too fast and too much, and I think Europe will have a really hard time to handle it, even without any terror. It will just be very, very hard to handle because the mentalities of the cultures are so different that you can't just integrate them as easy as you could a French guy or an English guy in Germany.
What do you reckon is the difference in the cultures, in the mentality of the immigrants that are coming in from those areas compared to the European ones, which is going to cause a sort of trouble?
Now the most immigrants come from Muslim countries, and even the Christians among them are people who believe in their religion much more than we used to. What they have is based on the Old Testament, on a God who prohibits enlightenment. That's what their religion is based on. It's against enlightenment. More Europe, USA, Canada, maybe Australia. We are the most enlightened nations. We challenged religion. We put it in the back seat.
So you think that in the fullness of time, the amount of immigrants with Muslim characteristics and cultures won't be able to integrate easily into the European society, And there'll be a few of them that will be able to. The majority of them won't. They'll stick together. And a few of them will be on the real outside, and they're ready to cause us a lot of problems. Is that what you're feeling?
Yes. Okay. I think we don't have the discipline to make the right integration happen. It isn't that easy, because there are many people who believe that their culture is actually much better than ours. I came with a completely different feeling to Germany. When we came here, I've been 7 years old, and my father told me that where we're going now is a country where you can say what you think, and where you are not guilty until something else has been proven. And many immigrants, they don't come with the will to really change. They rather want to change us than to integrate.
Let's talk about your own historical background. You're Ukrainian, and Ukraine is being sat upon quite heavily at the moment by Russia. Why is President Putin so successful in Russia? Because he seems to be moving towards a soft dictatorship. I say soft, I mean, no dictatorship is soft. But why do people want to keep him in place?
I believe that's because if you look what we have in the 1990s, in Russia it was a party of rich people who have been ruling the country, and the majority of Russian population was very poor. It became worse and worse. And when Putin came in power, they've seen that things changed because he actually started hunting down many of those oligarchs.
But there is talk about Putin himself taking his own cut from what's going on.
There are even people who think that he may be the most richest man in the world. But his mindset is of a KGB guy, of an apparatchik.
What's an apparatchik for those that don't understand that term?
People who are in the Soviet Union, for example, who just work for the system, who exist for the system.
So in other words, he's on the treadmill of belonging to the state with his head down. He doesn't look at anything else, and everything is from Mother Russia.
Yeah, I think at least he has a little less interest in just money than other people do. He wants power, and he gained this power, and therefore he can control this country a little better. So it now seems to work, but there is actually no real development. Now they're falling back to nationalism and religious orthodox Christianity, things the Soviet Union was actually against, and Putin is now using it because it works, because it's cheap kind of propaganda. You don't really need to change anything. You just have a little nationalist propaganda and Christian propaganda, and because people like it, they begin to like Putin without him actually have done anything. So
what is Putin's grand plan for Russia? Or hasn't he got one? Do you think he just wings it as he goes along?
I think he had a plan to go along well with Europe. And I think he hoped to have good relations with America. And I think if it would have worked, the world would be a better place now.
But what caused it not to work?
Russia felt that the USA is a threat for them, or the NATO is a threat.
But they've always felt that anyway. He knew about NATO, so, I mean, why has he suddenly switched his ideas to say, right, I no longer want to play on your team, I want to do my own thing?
Because he doesn't believe in it anymore. Dependent, because Russia is very dependent, on Europe.
For what?
So, technology. Many the Russians and Slavic people always regarded Europe as something better, and the Western civilization as a highly more evolved one, and they strive towards it. But now they kind of feel you don't want us to have in your club, you don't want us to sit with you, so we'll try it with China. Yet I still think that Putin would like to have offers to come back onto the table.
You think that Putin would like to come back to Europe if he gets an offer, but if he doesn't get the offer, there are people behind him who will be even more extreme.
Or maybe he himself will change his politics radically. Putin will become dangerous if you put him into the corner. You can work with him, but if you try to fight him, he will become very dangerous, and he could become another Stalin, I think.
Does he not understand that there is a suggestive view that national boundaries are national boundaries, you know, and you shouldn't go across them because that causes so much trouble internationally. He did this in Georgia. He's now done it, okay, he's done it covertly in Ukraine. And he wouldn't like it happening to his own country, people going inside his borders doing things. Does he not understand or does he not care about the rule of international law?
He doesn't believe that the international law has been taken seriously by the Western powers. For Putin, I'm pretty sure the Americans are just hypocrites. That's his belief, what they are, because in his point of view, they attacked many countries against international law. Putin now doesn't care about it all because he doesn't believe that everybody
plays on the same field.
Yeah, that's how Putin thinks, I guess. And many Russians and even many Germans, they regard the Americans as hypocrites or the American politics as a hypocrisy. Putin doesn't care about international law now, and he wanted to save this military base while the other fleet is also under threat. It's in Syria.
Crimea, you mean?
Yeah, I mean the Crimean.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to save this military outpost, and the other one is in Syria.
Well, that's going to cause trouble, because if we are going to try and sort Syria out, only to stop the migrants coming here, to make some sort of safe zones, if he's going to stick a load of guys down there in a military context, I mean, that could be a total east-west confrontational point, couldn't it?
I think that more and more people understand that a bad peace is better, still better than a good war. That more and more people would even accept Assad because they understand that everything else is even worse. They've seen it in Libya. It didn't become better. We don't have democracy in Libya. It's a totally failed state now. People who really can play chess with the world, don't think emotional. For them, cases, it's not bad. I think the mindset of such rulers is very pragmatic and ice cold. We still see a dictatorship in Saudi Arabia that's supported by the Americans. That's what the Americans show us. Sometimes it's okay to keep the dictatorships alive. I think that our problem is that the mentality of the Western people, they believe that everybody, or that others feel the same, that they are kind of the same and can be treated the same way. And I absolutely don't believe that a democracy can work in a country that when 99% of the people really, really believe in the Quran or another brutal religion. If we want to make it better, we should make it better here in our own countries. There are still many problems to solve, and all the interventions until now just made it worse.
If you was running Europe, you're the president of Europe now, you are the dictator of Europe, what would you do to make things the way they should be according to your views?
Well, the first point is I would prohibit the children being brainwashed with religion. If God is all-powerful, he also can convince an 18-year-old. I think we must have a more scientific view on everything. And yes, as you said, we are too soft now. We have been living the humanism for so long that we have forgotten how hard it was to achieve it, and that there was a lot of struggle behind it, and that many noble people have died for this. And we have forgotten it. We had no war for 60 years, and we kind of think that's it, and it's going to be this way, and we actually became too soft. We think we can take all the immigrants and everything will be fine. I don't think so.
What do you think will happen if we take these immigrants?
You don't do anything about the development of their religion, about the extremism amongst them. This society will be split apart between those who are against Islam. Thereby, we will have a lot of potential for conflicts, for civil wars even. And we will have a lot of space for people who want to establish a little bit more of a police state. Because if the conflicts grow, people accept control.
Yeah.
More police.
People are saying to themselves, listen, this guy is causing me all sorts of trouble because he wants to impose his views on me, and the policeman or the dictator, depends how big a policeman he is, comes along and says, I'm not going to let him do that. You think there will be a conflict of ideologies between the Muslim and the softer European views on things, even the humanitarian views. You're just saying that the Muslim world has got such intense feeling for the Muslim religion that they will just do whatever they got to do, well, to make their view the superior view over our own.
Some of them are going to do everything for their religion, and the other Muslims, they're like the crowd that just follows. You see it in the Islamic State. Many people are living in this Islamic State, many people who never have been this extreme, but they just accept it, like the Germans accepted the Nazis. There will be those extremists who will enforce more and more religious rights. Liberal Muslims, they will rather focus on the critics of Islam than on the extremists on their own side.
If we look forward then, say, 50 years, is there going to be a physical war between the Muslims and the Christians, as you see it, as there was in the old days?
I wouldn't identify the one side as Christian. It's more humanist.
People with liberal thoughts, not necessarily tied to any particular religion.
Yes, I think this conflict will rise. We have very much influence among the Muslim extremists now. We have 1.5 billion Muslims already in the world. And, yep, I believe that this conflict will grow. The problem with the religions is they won't stop to believe in what they believe until their prophecies come true. Actually, a Muslim will always be a Muslim until somebody he believes to be the Messiah comes and gives the new message of God or whatever.
You have a view which is born of your own background as a Ukrainian, now living in Germany, and you've seen closer, probably closer than anybody else, the effects of religion, oligarchs, dictatorships, cold, brutal ways of thinking which do not have any place in the West at all. So what you're saying really is that unless the West wake up and smell the coffee, you're going to end up with civil wars in your midst, because these immigrants that are coming here have a fundamental view that their religion has to be the dominant feature in your life and our life, whether you like it or not. And we will not stop until you accept that our religion is the superior one.
I think if we as people don't wake up, our freedoms will be fundamentally changed.
When you say if we don't wake up, we'll have a lot of problems, let's imagine we've woken up. What have we got to do to avoid those problems?
First, an intellectual fight against religions. Then Europe must understand that it can't save the whole world. Russia is taking none of those immigrants. China is taking none of those immigrants. Saudi Arabia is taking none of those immigrants. And Europe kind of thinks it has to save them all. America is taking 15,000 Syrians. Well, 800,000 should come to Germany alone this year. That's the predicted number. Europe must understand that it has its limits, to do something to prevent it now, to do something in the countries where the people are running away from. And those who are here must be integrated. And to integrate them, we must do something against the religion. So maybe it would be a good idea to make schools where children stay until late in the evening, so the government has more influence on their development and on their education than the radical parents.
You've been listening to A Roving Report by Terry Meekin, where we've been in Berlin, interviewing Yuri Barrick on his assessment of the immigration crisis facing Europe. Roving Reports on Community Radio, for the people, by the people. For more Roving Reports, visit www.terrymeekin.com.